Now, more than ever, we need to transform.
But what does this mean?
Who is going to fix these problems? Where do we even start?
When can we make a difference? Are we too late?
Why does this matter to me?
How can I actually do something about this?
What does it mean to transform? We live in a world where every day we hear about another shooting, protest, political unrest, famine, bombing, disease outbreak, and the list goes on. It is easy to see that transformation is needed in our world. To transform means to make a significant change. To take who we are, what we have, and what's around us, and make it better. To transform means we don't sit around and wait, but rise up and determine our own fate. Like Gabby Palacios, a member of the John Bowne FFA chapter in New York, she transforms by taking who she is, what she has, and the family around her, and seeing cultural differences not as an obstacle, but rather as an opportunity to embrace others. She and her family moved here from the country of Ecuador and were strangers to a different culture. It doesn't matter where you're from or where you've been, the car you drive, the place you live, you were created to adapt to the circumstances and environment you're in. So what does this look like for you? Is it encouraging the friends you hang out with? Is it speaking positively about other people? Is it how you spend your free time? Is it the thoughts you have about yourself? Is it the path that your life is heading down right now? To transform means to make a significant change. To take who you are, what you have, and what's around you, and make it better.
But who will transform? Everybody can, but we will. Me, you, the person next to you, the group in section 7 and 17. We will make ourselves and our world better. We will transform. Whether you live in an apartment in the city or on a ranch hundreds of miles from anything, whether you're interested in raising livestock or doing experiments in a lab, you can transform. Whether you dream of being a doctor, lawyer, agricultural education teacher, farmer, or rancher, whether you plan to go to college or jump straight into a career, you can transform. If you're the basketball player or the scorekeeper, the new eighth grader or the popular senior, you can transform. And not only can you transform, but you can help others do the same. It starts within us. But it's a drive that we must use to make ourselves and those around us better. My friend Kylie Coles from Minnesota knows that she can transform. Last year, she saw a need in her community to educate people about agriculture. And so she started an Ag in the Classroom program at her local elementary school. Kylie knows that if today's youth develops a passion for agriculture, then tomorrow's generation will transform our industry. Kylie knows that everyone can transform when guided by a purpose that turns into a significant action. No matter our age, race, gender, background, personal struggles, future plans, passions, or values, we can look within ourselves and the world around us and work to make things better. Everybody can transform, but we as FFA members will.
So where do we transform? The simple and easy answer is everywhere. But that is way too broad, and we need to be specific. Transformation is needed anywhere there is a wrong that needs to be made right. It is needed in the high school cafeteria, where a student eats their lunch alone, bullied day in and day out. It is needed in the classroom where a student is scared to try something new, or on the sports field. It is needed for the over 500,000 Americans who don't even have a place to call home. Where is a need in your community? an FFA member named Skylar, decided to take Living to Serve to heart and sought to fill a need in his community. He organized a clothing drive for those who are struggling through the winter months without so much as a coat. We need transformations like that, where their situation is not ideal, where there is pain, hurt, or sorrow. We must not sit idly by and wait for someone else to lead the change when these people are in our own homes and communities. We think about the injustice of hunger in other countries across the world. But when faced with the fact that 1 in 6 Americans are food insecure, we're shocked. 1 in 6. Which one of your friends? Which neighbor? Where is that person? Transformation is needed anywhere. There's a wrong that needs to be made right, and it is within our reach.
When do we transform? It's when Mrs. B, an ag teacher from the Tri-Valley FFA chapter of New York, saw a need for transformational changes to education. So she decided to provide innovative ways for her students to learn in and outside of the classroom. It's when an alumni member from Wisconsin saw a need for mentorship at a local FFA chapter. So he donated his time just for the sheer joy of seeing a member succeed. It's when the North Oconee FFA chapter saw food insecurity in their community and not only hosted a hunger simulation dinner, but also dedicated a day solely to packaging meals in their school. And it's when FFA members from across this nation come to the National FFA Convention. The time is now. We're not too late. We must transform when we see the need and recognize our ability. So what are the needs in your home, school, and community? What are those abilities that you possess? Whatever it is, you were made for a time such as this.
But why? It's because when we look around, we know that no matter what we're doing, no matter how good or how bad, we can be doing better. Because we've got that deep, burning passion inside all of us that wants to improve and that wants to get to the top and that wants to be the very best that we can be, so much so that we're willing to outwork, outhustle, and outperform anyone that stands between us and where we want to be. Because once we're there, and once we're at that point where we can make a difference, we can make an even larger impact in the world around us for the people that need us in the way that is needed most. But when times get tough, and when it's hard, and when it's not fun, and when we want to quit, and when everyone else is turning in early, but we keep going, all too often we fall victim to the only question that stands between us and where we want to be. And that question is why. Why do I do this? Why do I choose to transform? It's because if we have the ability, we have the responsibility to transform. And we don't only owe it to ourselves, but we owe it to our coaches and our mentors and our advisors. We owe it to the freshman FFA members that are watching the way we act and are watching the way we do what we do every single day because they know they're taking our spot soon. We owe it to the senior FFA members that have paved the way for our chapter and are about to pass the baton off to us. We owe it to our coaches, our mentors, our advisors, and especially to those who think we aren't willing to go the extra mile to make it happen. So why do we transform? We transform because we can. And we transform because we should. And we transform because we are FFA members, and FFA members take action.
We know these statistics, facts, and examples, but how do we actually transform? We transform by finding purpose and taking action. Maybe that purpose is realizing that we could all use some self-improvement, and our actions reflect that as we seek out coaches, family members, and friends who challenge us to do more and to be better. Maybe our purpose is improving the community in our school, and our actions reflect that as we smile at strangers
sit with different groups of friends at lunch, and pick up trash on the way to class. We transform by staying late and waking up early, giving more than what's asked, but better yet, give before you're asked. Help someone who is struggling. Be a leader and transform your purpose to action. Start this week. From general sessions to leadership workshops to an expo filled with careers in agriculture and service projects to helping those in need, there is a purpose for why you are here this week. Don't waste it. Once you do that this week, you can take this message home with you and transform your home, school, and community. We transform by finding purpose and taking action.
Now, more than ever, we need to make a change. What will you do to transform yourself?
You can be the one to choose a positive attitude. You can be the one to make a change in your life. You can be the one to seek something bigger than yourself. You are the only one who can transform you.
What will you do to transform others' lives?
Every single member in this convention hall is capable of it. You can be the one that sits next to the kid at the end of the lunch table. You can be the one that offers your teammate a ride home from practice. You can be the one that invites a new member into the chapter. You can be the one to transform others' lives.
What will you do to transform your home and your community?
You can be the one local food bank. You can be the one to start your school's next community service project. You can be the one to all people, regardless. You can be the one to tell the story of agriculture. You can be the one to transform your home and
who you are, what you have, and what's around you, and make it better.
We will make ourselves and our world greater.
Transformation is needed anywhere. There's a wrong that needs to be made right.
We must transform when we see the need and recognize our ability.
Because when we have the ability, we have the responsibility to transform.
We transform by finding purpose and taking action.
Now more than ever, we need to
transform.
Using our influence to make a difference.
Using our influence.